Welcome to another episode of Sophisticatedly Ratchet. Oh my gosh, we talked about current events this week. We're talking about Diddy and everything that's going on with him. Did Diddy do it? We have the whole timeline from November to currently what's going on in March. Next, oh my God, it's a new fear unlocked. Whew. We're giving you all the details that come along with us talking about the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge. Next, Brother 21 introduced us to Figure One, which is an AI robot. I mean, it was amazing. But do you think it can do other things too? I can't wait to learn about it. Last but not least, we got a new segment called Toxic Tales from the Net. When I tell you that this story is juicy and crazy, oh my gosh, I'm gonna use our word of the week. This is shambolic. Make sure you tune in to listen.
Okay. Yo, Flash. What if he programmed a robot to look at you and be like, you want some too?
Maybe.
What would you do?
You mean like me? Like he, the robot gonna ask me if I want some?
Yeah, like he getting crazy. Figure four leg lock, got oil spilling everywhere, right? But the robot look up at you like, you want some?
So in my mind, it can go two ways, because if it's just like the robot face, maybe not. But if it open up some shit and it look kind of crazy with the mouth, the lips start twirling around, be like, oh, shit.
I can't.
You get used to it.
She got some vacuum shit with a spinning rotating.
I'm sure somebody's already creating this. This is not just being
with a vent, with a vent underneath that cools the ball sack. Crazy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The cleanup after all y'all juices be on that robot is going to be freaking shambolic to do all of that shit. That's nasty. The Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast is a roundtable, conversational podcast that gives a voice to the Black experience.
Millennials from New York City, sharing our views on Black lifestyle, culture, relationships, religion, and current events.
Here at SR, we strive to give our listeners the real in the world of fake.
Worldly professionals with class that also know how to switch it up.
Now let's talk our wild shit.
Damn, yo.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace, everybody.
Let's go.
What's good, y'all?
Hey, Tribe. Welcome to another episode of Sophisticatedly Ratchet. Yeah. I am going to introduce my beautiful people to you. First, I'm going to start off with the Spew God. Ooh, drip, drip. What's good, Mash?
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Mash, a.k.a. the Spew God, drip, drip. Please say the drip, drip. For those who don't know,
drip.
Gang, appreciate you. For those who don't know, Spew is an abbreviation for spreading positive energy wherever. And that Spew God is my job to enrich the lives of everybody that I meet. My pronouns, like I mentioned before, drip, drip. Representing South Jamaica, Queens, only Queens make kings. And yeah, I'm here, Tribe. Let's do our shit.
Yeah, you ignore TJ when she said drip.
Nah, never.
Usually when you say drip, somebody say drip for you, you'd be like, good looking, but you just ignore it.
Oh, you didn't acknowledge me. You didn't.
She drips. All
right, acknowledge her.
Cool. I don't want your freaking acknowledgement anyway.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Ice queen on full effect,
next,
baby.
Next but not least, let me introduce Twin.
Where have you been?
Come on, Ice Queen, come through. Come through the Ice Queen. You saw that in real form.
Hey, Tribe. Mm-hmm. I can't help but be my authentic self, and I hope you're being your authentic self too, Tribe. I am TJ, the Unicorn Gemini, and I bring duality to the podcast. Happy Sophisticatedly Ratchet Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Facts.
And of course, next, we all know who's next. It's not a secret. I mean, it's really not. I always go number three. It's none other than your girl, Little Mo. What's good? Throw up them X's. Hey.
It would be going on, so tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby. We get down, baby. For the crown, baby. Hey, 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 hey. Yes, guys. It's your girl, Mo. As you know, I hail from Co-op City, Section 5. Don't ever zone my shit. I represent everything Bronx. We all know that already. Okay. Now, I'm going to switch things up. I'm going to introduce next the HSD, the reformed fuckboy. What's good, Shake?
What's really good, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Shake. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know the motherfucking acronyms. Mr. HSD, Mr. RFB. You know what I'm saying? RFB. All right,
there we go. There you go.
Let's get it.
Gotta
all right?
Tell them what it means.
Here for another episode. And it means the reform fuckboy. Okay? Y'all know the acronyms. Let's go. Okay.
This nigga's a true life wrestler, bro.
Okay. And of course, last but not least,
talk about him.
We're going to introduce Brother Bearded Flash. Yes. What's good, brother?
Yes, my queen.
What's good, brother? Y'all need to, if y'all not watching YouTube, I need y'all to look at Flash, please. What's good, brother Flash?
Yes, hello, my queens, niggas, and niggas. Okay, yes.
What's today's queens math, y'all?
Yes.
What's today's math?
As you can see, I know my getup might look familiar. Maybe you might have heard of a guy named 19 Keys. Well, I'm not 19 Keys. I was born on the 21st, 19. That's two more. So therefore, I am Brother 21 Keys. Brother 21 Keys. Today, I am the man that believes that in life, we have so many expectations. So I will not shit on myself. Okay, it's your boy Flash the Philosopher. It is he, it is me, it is I. Gang, gang, what up?
21 Keys, divide that by three. Yeah. Seven.
Wait, 1 second. You say that again. What was it? Your philosophy for today?
I said so many expectations in life, I will not should on myself. S-H-O-U-L-D. I will not should on myself.
Should on myself. I like that.
I know Mash got triggered. Mash was like, what?
nah, I'm with it. I liked it a lot.
Okay. Yeah,
y'all go back in the past. Chocolate Wasted was real. Real shit.
Hi.
Life is life. It be like that
life
sometimes.
Life is life.
Y'all already know what time it is. Flash, get now, it ready, bro.
Get it ready. Wait, next, we're moving into Shake's Word of the Week. Let's go.
Play
word that, of the play week. That, word of the week.
Teach me your word, ho.
Hey. Yo, what it do? It's your boy Shake, and I'm here to present you with today's word of the week.
Teach me.
Hey, I'm gonna teach you, bro. Come on, just hold up. Let me cook. All right. So today's word of the week is shambolic. All right. Mm-hmm. Shambolic is first I'm gonna spell it out for our audio listeners, ladies and gentlemen. So the audio listeners, right? It's spelled for the audio listeners. It's spelled shambolic. And that's it. All right. And it is shambolic is an adjective and it means chaotic, disorganized, or mismanaged. All right. So I'm going to use it in a sentence really quickly. All right. So because of my shambolic records, I was unable to find previous write-ups for one of my employees. So I had to start from scratch.
Okay.
Shambolic.
Okay.
Like that.
So it comes from the word shambles, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah, man. It sounds like it. It's very similar to shambles. Shambolic. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of associations between different words. You'll see other words within those words, and you could kind of figure out what it means. So, yes, shambolic.
I got one.
Chaotic and disorganized mismanagement.
I got one. Yo,
hold up, let's bring him on the screen. Hold up, Flash.
All right. So, all right, brother 21. Thank you today.
21.
All right, but yes, the book state that if you keep your hoes in different area codes, then your life will not be shambolic.
21.
Gang.
Okay.
Brother 21.
Okay.
My first lesson.
You heard me.
Oh Lord, that was nice. I like that 21. Thank you, thank you, sir. 21. Thank you, sir. 21.
You're welcome, man.
I appreciate that, King.
21.
All right. So of course, we're gonna move right along into today's episode, which of course 20, is current 20, events.
2020.
Okay. Who's gonna hit us with that, TJ?
Who's gonna hit us with the 2020?
Go ahead, T. Go ahead.
Tribe, you came to the right spot. You are listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Mm-hmm. We drop new episodes every Wednesday, everywhere you can hear podcasts. Mm-hmm. We're on all the platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can even ask Alexa to play it. Uh-huh. Just say, play the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast, and she will do her job. Dang. Follow us everywhere. We are on social media. We're on IG at So Ratchet Podcast. We're on TikTok at So Ratchet Podcast. We're on Twitter at So Ratchet Pod. And we're also on X, known as Threads, at So Ratchet Podcast. Follow us everywhere. And then don't forget to hit the like button right now, the follow button right now, the share button right now. What other buttons are there out there? Try.
Oh.
Whatever it is. Share us with a friend. Yes. Like us. Give us some support.
Comment. Write
a
comment. Don't forget the comment. Yes.
Give us a comment. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for that, TJ.
Thank you, my
anytime.
Sister.
Anytime.
We appreciate
thank
her,
you.
Sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
The queen you are.
All right.
I'll get off the
screen. So we're going to move right into our current event episode for today. And of course, we're going to start off with none other than Did Diddy Do It? Let's start off with some Diddy news. This is a very hot topic. We're going to start into this. His situation is very shambolic right now. So let's get it. You know?
So we're gonna start off with that.
Okay.
Hot. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Hey, coming in hot. Right. I think myself and Shake and whomever could chime in on this. So we're gonna start this off. So we all know this kind of started from the beginning with Cassie, right? Mm-hmm. This started back in November 2023.
Gang.
When Cassie and two others filed a suit against Diddy. Cassie was Diddy's former romantic partner. She shocked many when she filed a civil suit against Combs, alleging that he sexually and physically abused her during the course of their relationship, right? So she filed her case on November 16th under New York State Adult Survivors Act, which gave adult victims of sexual violence a one-year window to file civil claims regardless of the statutes of limitations, right?
Oh, pause for 1 second. I just want to throw ahead. In our previous episode, on Sophisticatedly Ratchet, we had a whole episode, Did He Do It? We went into great detail about all of those things that Mo just spoke on. We spoke very, very specifically about the law, about all the other people who are putting cases out in New York City because of the restrictions on that law. So please go back, check out our replay last week. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for that, Mash.
What episode was that, Mash? What episode was that again, bro?
Did He Do It?
Did He Do It?
All right, cool.
Did He Do It?
He was in it.
All right. Also, within that November suit, on November 23rd, Joy Dickerson Neal, Cassie's lawsuit, inspired her to come forward at that time when she claimed that lawsuit. Then we have, of course, Liza Gardner filed a lawsuit accusing Combs of sexually assaulting her when she was 16 years old. Gardner alleged that either in 1990 or 1991, she and her friend met Combs and R&B singer Aaron Hall at an event held by MCA Records in Manhattan. After that, she was invited back to Hall's apartment with Combs. The two offered her drinks throughout the night. Combs then coerced her into having sex. The suit also said that it left her shocked and traumatized. Hall barged into the room after Combs was done, pinned her down, and sexually assaulted her, according to the suit. So that was an alleged incident that occurred as well. Then we have December 2023. Jane Doe says she was gang raped at 17. She filed a suit alleging that she was gang raped and sexually trafficked by Combs and Harvey Pierre, a former longtime president of Combs record label. She also stated that the assault happened in 2023 when she was 17 and Combs was 34. Whew. So that was another suit. The final suit came in February 2024, where Ronnie Jones accuses Combs of a RICO enterprise. Little Rod Jones alleged in a federal suit that Combs and his associates engaged in serious illegal activity. He stated that he produced Combs' latest album and traveled with him from September 2022 to November 2023, according to his lawsuit. He alleged that during that time, he was sexually harassed by Combs, pressured to engage in sexual activities, forced to procure sex workers for Combs, and witnessed Combs giving drinks laced with drugs to people at parties. Ooh, chow.
It's party time. Diddy parties was apparently the shit. Apparently.
Now this leads us to March 2024. On March 25th, it was stated that Diddy's homes in Los Angeles and Miami were raided. Shake, I know you want to chime in with this. You want to go ahead or you want me to continue?
So, yeah, let's start. Yo, I wanted to get into this whole raiding of P. Diddy's homes, okay? All right. So based off of the lawsuits from most of these people who are saying that not only did P. Diddy Combs rape and harass them, there's also a little bit of underage, as Mo said, there's also a little, one little young lady who was 17, there was underage sex trafficking. So, you know, this whole investigation, from my understanding, is based off of that and from Little Rod saying, you know, talking about all the illegal activities that Sean Combs was mixed up in. So, Homeland Security raided both two of P. Diddy's mansions. These aren't all of his mansions, because they're never going to find all of his properties, okay? He got properties all over the place, all right? He a billionaire. Let's not forget that. He don't got M's, he got B's, okay? Can I say B's? Bills?
I think so.
M's? B's?
Is he really a billionaire?
Yes, he been a billionaire for a long time, okay? So, Puff Daddy is a billionaire, okay? So, the Homeland Security raided two of his homes, because those were associated with the crimes that he was accused of, okay? All right? So they raided both houses at the same time on March 25th. So it was like a coordinated effort, all right? And then his sons, Justin and Christian Combs, were in one of the mansions. I believe it was the LA mansion that they were in. They were detained while they searched the whole house, right? Looking for any type of evidence they could find, okay? Rumor was, my man Diddy fled the country, son. Rumor was he heard about what had, he heard that the feds was coming, all right? And he got the hell up out of Dodge. So after his private plane was found in Antigua, if they realized, yo, the nigga wasn't even on a plane, son. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it was like, Homeland Security going looking for that plane. They going look for, and the nigga's still there in Miami, bro. So then a video a few hours later pops up of my man pacing back and forth in Opa-locka, Miami airport. He was spotted at the customs office outside of Miami Opa-locka airport, and he was pacing back and forth looking crazy, all right? Looking like, yo, like, I mean, it wasn't great video, but yo, he looked wild, son. You can tell that he is obviously stressed, all right? So like I said, when they raided his house, they were looking for any type of electronic devices or any evidence that would link him to any of the crimes that he was accused of, right? And from my understanding, they found some electronic devices, and they also found some guns and some drugs. But, you know, most famous people, you're going to find guns and drugs in their house. Let's be honest with you, right? Come on, it's not crazy, right? But what they're looking for is the nail in his coffin, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what they're looking for one thing to nail his ass with, all right?
Exactly.
That's real, real shit, all right? So, Little Rod, like Mo was saying, Little Rod was P. Diddy's videographer and producer, right? For the album that he just came out with, The Love Album, okay? Off the Grid. And, you know, in Little Rod's accusations, the documents in Little Rod's accusations, it also accused, it also named Carisha, also known as Young Miami, and he accused her of transporting pink cocaine and pink cocaine for Diddy. So if those of you who don't
know... Wait, hold on. What's pink cocaine?
That's what I'm about to say. I'm about to get to it, bro.
Okay, for those of you who don't know
what pink cocaine is, all right? Pink cocaine is a combination of cocaine and ecstasy, better known as 2-Chi or as 2-C. All right. And they said that she was transporting this on behalf of P. Diddy. And that's not it. So apparently, Carisha was also a sex worker for P. Diddy. Okay. Her, along with Daphne Joy and wellness coach Jay Ramsey were named as sex workers and paid a monthly stipend to work for Diddy as his little sex workers, okay? Mm-hmm. And y'all know 50 Cent.
Let's say who Daphne is. Okay, go ahead.
So Daphne Joy, mm-hmm. right? Because that's because I'm moving through my notes. So I don't know. Yeah. So you can explain who Daphne Joy is in a few minutes, okay? I don't know who Daphne Joy is completely, right?
I don't know who she is?
Who is she?
That's 50 Cent's baby mother.
No, that's Carisha.
Carisha is Young Miami.
That's not Carisha's his baby
young
mother?
Miami. No.
Carisha is Young Miami. Daphne is not the baby mother? Baby, no.
Carisha. Daphne was the baby mother. We're going to cut
that. That's why 50 Cent has been clowning him.
He riding through his notes.
He got his baby mamas mixed up.
Yo. Thank you.
Tiffany is taking me out right now.
So, Carisha. So, Carisha, known as Young Mommy.
Young Miami.
Who let him do this story?
Excuse me, he's in his 40s. Carisha, also known as Young Miami, Daphne Joy, and wellness coach Jade Remy, all right? They were sex workers for Diddy. And they were allegedly a wellness coach. She's an influencer and she's a wellness coach.
She's a social media influencer. Were named
as sex workers and paid a monthly stipend for the work that they did for Diddy. Okay, the lawyers are saying that these raids are nothing but a witch hunt and are based on meritless accusations. All right, 50 Cent is now. He's pretty much throwing shade at his baby mother. Daphne Joy. He's throwing shade at her. Talking about you little sex worker, you.
I ain't know you was a sex worker.
I didn't know you was a sex worker.
I ain't gonna hold you. Diddy's three pieces, they're nice. Like I'm looking, yeah, I looked up each one of these people, they are really nice pieces.
Daphne's cute too. These are all really nice pieces here.
Like if this is what you got on your team recruiting for you, you doing good.
Jeez Louise, so basically that's the story right there, ladies and gentlemen, allegedly. Because P. Diddy getting sued a lot, we don't want to get sued too, so allegedly. All right, so Tribe, what do y'all think about this, man? How do y'all feel about the whole thing?
I don't know if I believe the Young Miami being working for him. That's my personal opinion. They already stated that she was transporting drugs. However, she has an alibi. Mm-hmm. They said she was doing that, she actually was in New York at that time. So some of these things are allegations. I'm not going to make any, I don't want to just jump to the conclusion yet until the story continues to unfold. So it's just kind of like waiting to see what happens. Yep. When they went through his house, they tore that man's house up. They have that on pictures as well.
We don't know yet.
They found the gun and stuff, but they didn't say if anything came to light with it. But like Diddy's attorney saying, this is a witch hunt because how many other people, we have this whole big thing with the Nickelodeon situation coming out. Did they raid that man's house and look for tapes and everything like that too?
Mm. Crazy.
So, you got to kind of put everything into perspective. But like I said, we waiting to see if this is going to be unfold and if this is going to turn out to did he do it? Is this going to become a series like the R. Kelly one? To be continued. What y'all got to say?
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just feel like the writing was on the wall. We saw it coming up because all these reports was coming through about people following these allegations. And we said in that episode, did he do it? I'm just sitting here waiting. I'm watching the reports and I'm letting all the information come out and it's just looking crazier and crazier. The more stuff is coming to light. It's wild. Like, it's not just Diddy. I think Diddy is just like a layer of the onion. The more people come out, the more people are getting exposed for their behavior and their past deeds and transgressions. Mm-hmm. It's symbolic. It's shambolic as well.
He did say symbolic at first, but he cleaned it up.
Shambolic.
He cleaned it up.
Just give my point.
I will say that I feel bad for Diddy a little bit, because I don't know if it's the conspiracy theorist in me, but there's got to be something bigger, and they just letting him take the fall for everything. I don't know. It's a lot going on. And I think also because of the time frame in the 90s, we were doing so much stuff. So I really do think some of the stuff is true because there's a lot of consistencies. Yeah. Remember that guy that was his bodyguard at the time? Mm-hmm. Or was he the driver? I think he was, we did a post on him.
Who, Mark Curry? Mark
Curry. Oh, Mark. And he had shared that, that they were roofing girls, putting stuff in their drink. And then this came up with Rod's story as well. So there's a lot of consistencies that make you think that it's actually true.
You're talking about Gene Deal, his bodyguard. He was a big black dude. He was doing a lot of... So two different people. You got Curry, who was an artist, right? And he was saying that he was putting little XC, like baby birds.
Remember that video? Yes. It was him. That was Mark Curry, right?
That's Mark Curry. Yeah, he's a
artist. Yes, I was talking about him.
Mm-hmm. Right, but there's another, you look him up. His name is Gene Deal. He was Diddy's ex-security guard. And he was very vocal about Diddy's past, you know, behavior, whatever. And it's all just becoming more apparent. The more information that's coming out, it's
consistent.
Not surprising. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's consistent. Mm-hmm. Cassie mentions, you know, like, I think she did mention a little bit of sex trafficking, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But it's coming up with other people's stories. So I do feel like there is some truth to it. But I'm like, damn, like, is he really going to take the fall for all of this? Now they're like, anyone that has ever mentioned Diddy's parties or has a picture next to Diddy, like, they're all
so
being like.
So here's the thing. Ain't nobody saying nothing about Jay-Z. Ain't nobody saying, because they buddy.
I said that he's coming
next.
Well,
people are saying that he's coming next. People are saying that Jay will be next. A lot of people are saying that.
Because this is how they were treating girls in the 90s. You know, when I watched the Freaknik video documentary, I was like, oh my God, they were like straight up raping these women in the 90s. So I'm sure there's going to be so many women that are now seeing this happen and be like, okay, I could tell my story too. You know, it's time for me to tell my story too.
Yo, so Lil Boozy had came out the other day talking about, I have never seen so many people so happy for the downfall of a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But he said that?
He said, yo, all these schools, all these people he donated to, all these friends he has, nobody's coming out friends. To his defense. But let me tell y'all something, okay? My thing is, if you went to one of those sex parties and you had a questionable time with Diddy, you wouldn't be coming out either, because you don't want some bitch to come out the woodworks and name you in one of these shits. Like, I don't want to be associated, bro. If I went
some
to
people
one of
have these- came out though. Stevie J definitely came out. Stevie J still supporting Diddy and was with him the other day.
I feel you.
Yes.
If I may have
he was
done
with him the other day.
Yes. And he and Stevie J went at it with 50 and was basically saying like meet me outside like so we can fight type of yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. For me, I have no respect for Stevie J. Did you know that Faith Evans has to pay him $30,000 a month?
Spousal support, baby.
Spousal support.
A win's a win.
Boo. Yo, Flash is trash. Flash is trash, bro. I'm going to tell you that in real life.
Oh, man. You're
way too happy, bro.
No, I will say though, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm waiting for the biopic. I think this is it's mad, and it's I ain't gonna say it's not entertainment because it is entertainment though. And I said on the last shit, I hate to see Diddy go through this shit, but at the same time, I think there's too much patterns that people are seeing where you don't know what speculation from what actually has real life meaning to it with a lot of Diddy's life
validity.
Yeah,
validity.
And because we know Diddy to kind of be a little bit wild, you know, because you hear him in so much other shit. I don't care if it's like when he gets mad at coaches, or I think I seen a video one time where this nigga leaped off the roof and shit, you know, into the pool. And Diddy be on some wild shit sometimes. So it's hard for me to be like, yo, Diddy's a mild mannered man. Like, he could have never done any of this. Like, I mean, I think there's a lot of rumors and it's true to it. I even seen a video. Recently, I don't know if it was making a band or something like that, but it was a dude that was talking on some shit saying, you know, he wants to be in the industry and he wants to thrive in the industry, but he ain't trying to put nobody business out there, but he not trying to get fucked to do that. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. And I was like, you know, we even said this on like some of the Hollywood shit. It's like, you know, there might be like these rituals or things that you got to do for certain people because you want to get ahead. And even if it's somebody promising you some backdoor to award or some shit, you might be like, well, I could risk it, you know? I'm just letting y'all know, I ain't about that life. I don't want fame that bad. But still, there are people who will do that and when they're in these industries. So, yeah, that's how I feel. My life.
Yeah, I was saying, like, we had mentioned it a couple of weeks ago in one of our previous episodes, and we talked about being a rock star or rock star lifestyle, right? And now we're seeing the after effects of a rock star lifestyle in, you know, this current day and age where everything is recorded and publicized and circulated and discussed. And I think, like I said, more shit's going to come out because you think about other people who had rock star lives. Who else would you say?
Let's talk about the white people, right. The real rock stars.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I'm sure they was raping white chicks too. Well, they about and to come out the woodworks too soon.
And I did want to say back then, females was lying about their ages back then. And I'm not condoning and saying it was right or wrong, but I'm saying there was times when females would lie about their age because they wanted to be close to the person with money. Straight, and that's just straight facts. You understand what I'm saying? So to get in the rooms, oh yeah, I'm 21 or I'm 18 when you really 16.
Fake IDs are
because, right. Fake IDs were very real back then as well.
That's right.
So that's why there's a lot IDs. Of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like Mash said.
All you women that was trying to get into the clubs with y'all fake IDs, thinking y'all was upholding citizens and shit, but no, y'all was on some ratchet shit. Yeah, I'm talking to all of y'all. All of y'all.
All you hoes.
I mean, I even know women that were really ready to have sex with these celebrities, not for nothing. Like, you want to say I fucked Jay-Z. You want to say I sucked Jay-Z's dick. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Not me. But I'm just saying, like, that was a thing too. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in Harlem, and I actually knew people that were actually having sex with DMX and Cameron. Like, I know people that mess with them. So
would you consider that an achievement? Do you consider like a perk? That
it wasn't an achievement, but it was somewhat like a perk. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, I messed with this rapper, you know, like, you know, so it was a thing. And that was what we were doing back then. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or they, not we.
They, not we. They. I said, they.
TJ, TJ fuck DMX.
She almost let it slip.
Did he growl in your ear?
Shit, TJ like, oh my God. Shit not gonna look good on her Tinder profile.
That's exactly what DMX must have done, right?
Anyway. Go ahead, Mash, because I'm going to move us along after this.
I was just going to put this little red herring out there. I think the next person to be under suspicion is Jay-Z and Beyonce. All right.
Why and Beyonce? Don't be putting the queen's name in that. Put him by himself.
Yo, you trash, bro.
Hear me out.
Not the queen. They're going to come for you.
Tierra Marie. I got questions about Tierra Marie and her career.
Okay.
All right. I feel like Tierra Marie was blackballed. And at some point in time, more information is going to come out about this. I'm just putting it out there now.
They already put that out there already. And no
I'm just putting it out there now. I'm just all I'm saying.
She made herself look like a fool on Love and Hip Hop, unfortunately.
That's all I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that.
I mean,
well,
I
thank
you,
Mash, for that. Yeah, I hear you. I did want to say, speaking of Beyonce, just really quickly, Beyonce had a new album that came out March 29th. It's called Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter.
Go ahead, right.
Where she's definitely, now she's going into the country genre. So we're just looking to see how she'll do. She has 27 songs on the album.
27? Jeez.
27 songs. Lord. 27 songs on the album.
I don't know if y'all remember, but y'all got to remember, yo, Beyonce is from Houston, okay? She's from Texas, baby.
She's from Texas, exactly.
You know, she probably really does have a love for country music. And, you know, they think, you know, she's trying to come for Taylor Swift's spot. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just probably because she has a love for country. You know what I mean?
She does. She had a song with Miley Cyrus. A lot of people think they're going to get a Grammy for that song.
Nice.
She had a song with Miley Cyrus. I haven't listened to the whole album yet, but I'll have feedback once I do that. But I just wanted, that's very current. Her album just came out on March 29th, Cowboy Carter. So take a listen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will say that I really do like the fact that she came out with this country album, and she's not doing this to just monopolize. She's put a lot of other Black country album artists
correct
on the forefront as well, and I really appreciate that about her.
Also, I did want to touch on one thing. A lot of people was trying to, Beyonce was kind of in a sense getting flack. If you don't know, I'll let you know. Prior to Beyonce doing country, K-Michelle, a lot of people do not know, K-Michelle has been wanting to get into the country forum for so long. She sounds amazing, and that's what people are saying. People are like, just because Beyonce's Beyonce, she's just, you know, trying to go in and dominate, whereas K-Michelle has been doing this for a while. That's one of K-Michelle's biggest dreams. And it's so crazy. You know, people, you know, would figure that K-Michelle would feel some type of way. Beyonce actually sent K-Michelle some beautiful flowers and a note, basically letting K-Michelle know that she sees her and all of this stuff. So K-Michelle was, you know, because a lot of people, that was a lot of chitter and chatter with the K-Michelle situation, because she's been doing this country thing too, like really wanting to do country, right? So I'm glad. I'm glad that that happened.
We get to be in that mm-hmm. space. I love that for us.
You know what's crazy, though? We can't hold Beyoncé accountable because K-Mel Sheldon got the star power behind her. We can't hold...
We can't.
Hey, Beyoncé, you doing too good. You need to slow down because K-Michelle can't catch up. K-Michelle can figure it out, okay?
K-Michelle has figured it out, and that's not what we're saying. That was the chat of what people were saying. K-Michelle never came out and said that. You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying, obviously, the chatter was heard. You know, Beyoncé sent K-Michelle flowers. K-Michelle went on and was like, thank you, B. You know what I mean? So it's no issue between K-Michelle and Beyoncé per se, not between them. Mm-hmm. However, that's the chatter that's going on, basically saying Beyoncé like, and then that.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, but the chatter, and then there was another set of chatter that was trying to say like, K-Michelle want to do country because Beyoncé wants to do country. When in fact, that's not true. K-Michelle actually was doing country prior to Beyoncé coming out. So that's what I'm just trying to say too. So you have those fans. We all love Beyoncé. Who loved Beyonce, who was saying, oh, now K-Michelle want to get into country. No, she was actually in country before Beyonce, you know, went into country. So.
Wait, we talking about K-Michelle with the big butt? Like,
yeah, K-Michelle's
the
big butt.
K-Michelle that had the previous butt, she had reconstructive surgery to correct that.
You said, what, my sister? She has removed her butt.
Yes, because it was dangerous and she was...
Brother 21 does not agree with that.
That's not funny.
21.
Yeah, the way you said it. 21.
I mean, and what I was saying was I wasn't really coming at Beyoncé about it. I don't think there's a beef between them. I'm basically talking about the fans that always want to just make up. Oh, she
that's what I was saying.
That's what I'm saying. The chatter.
That's exactly what I was talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So next up, I'm going to go into MASH. We're going to talk about an unfortunate situation that occurred. You know, that situation was definitely shambolic. So I wanted you to share on the situation. Oh, I want you to share.
How many times did you use it so far? I'm not keeping tabs.
She said skin out the poom poom.
That was smooth. Let's go.
Take us there, Mash, about all right, the situation.
So there was a tragic incident that occurred last Tuesday morning. A cargo ship rammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. This is a major road used in order to connect Baltimore to Maryland. I think Baltimore to Delaware. One of the main things that surprised me once I started doing the research about this cargo ship is that this cargo ship was 900 feet long, right? Mm-hmm. When you put that into context, that's the size of the Eiffel Tower.
Wow.
That's how big this bridge was. Mm. No, I mean, this how big this boat was, the ship was. Mm-hmm. The cargo ship was huge. Apparently, Tuesday night, they reported that the vessel had lost power and then the cargo ship struck a main pillar on the bridge, causing the bridge to collapse. Right. The collapse of the bridge resulted in the injury of 8 construction workers who were filling potholes at the time on the bridge. 6 of them passed away. 2 of them were pulled from the ocean and the 4 of the bodies haven't been identified. I mean, reclaimed yet. What else about this horrible incident? Investigations being done now to find out more information about what caused it. They said it was reported a power loss failure is what resulted in this. I looked into it a little bit further, and some people are speculating that it could have been a fuel issue. The fuel that they received might have caused the ship to malfunction. They reported that a lot of ships have fuel issues, and they tend to have them out in sea, so they don't really cause problems. But in this instance, it occurred close to land and resulted in this tragic accident. Condolences go out to the families who were affected by this tragedy. This is one of the saddest events because it was recorded in real time. So you could actually see the bridge collapse when it got struck. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was really unfortunate to watch, but that's what occurred last Tuesday. I wanted to report that so everybody could be aware.
Thank you. Yeah. And I do want to say, of course, you know, Baltimore is dealing with a tragedy, but some of the things that are also coming out, not in regard to the bridge, but just the chatter going on, is the mayor of Baltimore, Brandon Scott. He's a younger gentleman, black, seems to be articulate. And people, instead of worrying about the tragedy, is worrying about him as a mayor being that young. Yeah, instead of worrying about the bridge and the tragedy, is worrying about him being young. And one of the reporters asked him, like, oh, well, when is the bridge going to be repaired? And I think he answered it amazingly and said, I'm worried about the life that has been lost, not about rebuilding the bridge right now, you know? And I just feel like it's a lot of chatter because he's black, he's young. And, you know, so as opposed to looking at the situation as a tragedy, you're now bringing in the mayor of Baltimore. For what reason? I have no idea. So I just felt like, you know, bring it back to the situation at hand, which is the loss of lives.
Right. Mm-hmm. One thing to keep in mind. So, Gary, go ahead. My fault, TJ.
No, that's okay.
No, I was just going to say the one thing that I didn't know was the way to settle this dispute is typically that the owner of the ship and the freight owner are responsible for paying the damages for the bridge. Technically, that's how it was handled in the sea.
Okay.
But, you know, we got insurance for shit like that. But that's who technically should take responsibility for payment to repair it because it was their boat and their materials.
I did hear Sleepy Joe. I hate to refer to him as that because that's what the orange man calls
him.
He
is who he is.
But Sleepy Joe said he was going to make sure that they built that bridge back and they were going to get federal funding. I remember him saying that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Something else that I wanted to mention is just the impact that it impacted the citizens, but there was a reporting of some citizens that lived really close to the bridge, and they said that they felt it in their sleep, like they were sleeping at the time, and they could feel the vibration of it.
That's wild.
So I'm just like, dang, that had to have been like a really hard hit, and, you know, like for it to vibrate.
Hell yeah.
To hit the houses, you know what I'm saying?
Did you like, see how that? Traumatic. Did you see how it looked when it fell? Like it,
looked like Jenga.
Yo,
you know what's crazy though, TJ?
Crazy. Like crazy. So fast.
Mad quick.
Because it was so big and so heavy, it was only moving at 9 miles per hour. It wasn't booking it at like 40 or 80.
Exactly.
Like we talking about knocks, because that's nice, how you gain speed on water. Yeah. But it's like 9 miles per hour was the equivalent.
But let's be honest, 9 miles, that is a tanker. Or whatever they call it.
I mean, it's like I said, it's the Eiffel Tower. Like, is Eiffel Tower moving at 9 miles per hour to take out a bridge?
Yeah, that's a lot of force.
It's basically what I'm saying.
A lot of force.
Yeah. And they did do some warning prior too. Like, they tried to get in contact. They did get in contact with Maryland CU port authorities or whatever. And they did try to shut the bridge down prior too. It just happened so fast, you know.
Crazy.
So.
Yeah,
new fear unlocked is what I say. Like going across bridges, I'm like, I don't know now, you know. And then I did see a report come out, and I shouldn't even mention it because I don't know the bridge, but people are saying like there's other bridges in the U.S. that are not that sturdy, and they're reporting on that now. So hopefully
In defense of the Scott Key Bridge, this is a 47-year-old bridge, and they got rated last year in fair condition. So it wasn't as if the bridge was in bad condition. It just so happened that this big ass ship hit it, you know?
Yeah, that's terrible, though.
It's so unfortunate.
But I'm complete.
It really is. So, all right, next up, Flash. You're next with your news.
Brother 21.
Go ahead, brother. Excuse me, brother 21. Yes, let me reintroduce. 21. Excuse me. Let me reintroduce Brother 21 with his next segment. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you, my queen. As always. What does Ashe mean? Y'all keep saying that. What does that mean? I'm ashy? I need lotion?
It's like
what
no. No, it's just a greeting. Ashe. Okay.
All right. Hello. All right, Brother 21. But yes, you know, I come to bring you the stories. Of course, you know, Brother 21 is very much cultured into technical news. And I want to make sure I keep all of my tribe and people, and Black people especially, in the know of what's going on out here in these streets. And one thing that came out recently was OpenAI, which I reported on, who, you know, owns and oversees how ChatGPT works. That's the parent company that operates ChatGPT. They're heavily invested in by Microsoft and a lot of other tech firms and whatnot. But they have recently showcased their newest foray into robotics, all right? And they have released video of something called the Figure One, or this is their model. And I want to show y'all a preview of what this thing can do and what it's about. So I'm going to show y'all the video and then just give you some feature breakdown on what this is. So 1 second, this is the Figure One showcase. 21.
It's I Am Robot.
Hey, Figure One, what do you see right now?
Oh, I saw this. An apple.
I see a red apple on a plate in the center of the table, a drying rack with cups and a plate, and you standing nearby with your hand on the table.
Great. Can I have something to eat?
Sure thing.
Great. Can you explain why you did what you just did while you pick up this trash?
Wow.
On it. So I gave you the apple because it's the only edible item I could provide you with from the table.
Great. So based on the scene right now, where do you think the dishes in front of you go next?
The dishes on the table, like that plate and cup, are likely to go into the drying rack next.
Great. Can you put them there?
Of course.
Yeah, this makes me appreciate how much my brain does for me, like automatically.
Facts.
No, it does it so much faster than this robot right now.
All right. So how do you think you did?
I think I did pretty well. The apple found its new owner, the trash is gone, and the tableware is right where it belongs.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thanks, Figure One.
My man stuttered just a little bit.
You're welcome.
You heard that, right?
If you need help with, just let me know.
But did you notice what he said, what the questions he asked? Uh-huh. It was, how do you think you did?
Right.
It was asking it to evaluate itself.
I think I did pretty well. Like he stuttered.
I think I did pretty well.
Yeah. So a lot of people have been looking at all the details that came out of that showcasing of the Figure One. Everything from even what Shake was saying as far as like, why the hell would a AI stutter and all this stuff? And of course, robotics is not nothing new. AI is not nothing new, but we are stepping into a new age of how we're going to kind of combine those things between AI and robotics and do a lot of new shit in the world. Now, you know, these companies, they already have robotics, even Tesla. Tesla has a robot called the Tesla Optimus, which is in factories and they're testing out to upgrade into different forms of what the Tesla Optimus is. And they out working, like, you know, they're doing shit. And the whole goal is to almost, well, let me let you know what Brothers 21 philosophy is, okay?
21.
In my mind, the white man is trying to bring slavery back. And this is the Benjamin Button way of bringing slavery back, okay? It started with black people and now they're moving on to robotics to make sure that everybody can have a slave in a house. But just some dope key points on...
Or work smarter, not harder.
No. Yeah, I mean, look.
Right,
I'm intrigued.
Hit me out, Brother 21. I mean, I'm going to steal your shine, my brother. But I also have some ideas about how the white man's plotting to take us down, brother. I think the white man is doing this in order to get their reinforcements up, brother. But you know, all the black people can't afford these eye robots in their house.
Yes. Talk about it, kings.
And then when the war starts, you know what I mean? They're going to be ready to take us down. But we ain't going to be symbolic. We're going to prepare. We're going to be ready. We're going to have our guns together. We're going to have our liberty together. And we're going to have our faculties in order. We're going to do what we got to do to fight the war.
Yes, my brother.
Drip, drip.
I appreciate you, drip. Brother.
Yeah.
Watch how you speak words on my segment, brother. Okay?
Drip, drip.
But a couple key points on this thing. So, of course... You're right. But robotics is getting so dope. Like I said, everything from the humanoid form factor that they're having for these robots, you know, the goal is to make remedial tasks and, you know, things that are either unsafe for certain people to be working in and you know, just have these robots start doing some of those mundane things. That's kind of what people are or what these companies are trying to evolve how a lot of our things are manufactured, you know, by using these robots. They have multimodal understanding as well. So, you know, they can speak about and use their cameras and their algorithms to figure out what's going on in the scene and shit like that. Definitely have speech recognition software. They can speak in different languages. They're making these robots to have reasoning and decision-making. That's why he's able to ask the robot, hey, why did you do that? And the robot's going to be like, well, I did that because you told me to. But he's not going to really say it like that. He's going to be like, well, because that was the smartest thing to do and tell you why. Learning and adaptation. These robots will be able to learn from you, learn what things you need them to do, especially physically. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be different.
Can I get
Go ahead.
Oh, you want to get fucked by one of these? What you talking about?
Look,
we don't need a robot to read your mind.
Hashitashi 2000.
I want to know, like, would you guys...
Do they do that?
Fuck?
Or
would you guys have intercourse with a robot?
Listen,
because if you teach it... Pushing? Like, listen. For a woman, you know, it takes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you got to... you got to really know my body. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what I like. And if I could program the robot to do that, why do I need a man? Like, I could have him working for me.
But then you have to look. I didn't see the robot had a mouth. Yeah. You got to look at how he's built.
And he does it right every time. Every time.
So, you know what? You know what? My mind get nasty. And I'm not going to lie. So, in my mind, I want to, like, be able to... I want to be able to take my sperm and put it into the robot, and I want to run a train on a woman with like a robot kind of. So she gonna be like sucking the robot off. I'm gonna be hitting it from the back, and then when I tell the robot, nut in her mouth.
Like, it is your nut. Ew.
I can't.
How is full it gonna circle. Be preserved?
Full circle moment, right?
It's all
but looking at this robot, the robot didn't even really have a mouth. Like, and I'm trying to think of like even around his midsection. Like, how would we? Yeah. How could if you created it that way?
Use your imagination.
Use my imagination. Okay, I'm using my imagination.
Yo, you judge me for having a pocket pussy. You gonna got the nerve to have
I'm not fucking
AI
a robot.
Jizz all over
I'm not
lady,
fucking a robot.
And I can't have a pocket no. pussy, but you got.
You could have a pocket pussy. Robot. You could have that on the robot.
Yeah. You see,
I fucked that robot.
You see,
I'm sorry.
I mean,
I fucked the robot.
You see, this
I know
thing.
You would, especially if it had the parts, yeah.
And y'all women be so much more open with toys and shit. But I'm not gonna lie, like if I was Shake roommate somewhere and I opened the door and he over here just full figure four in a robot, all crazy and shit, I'm a back out, number one. Because I'm gonna realize what type of friend I got. And it's not in no bad way. It's just that he in a different shit. You know what I'm saying? But I can't.
And it's not rape. It might be consensual.
I'd be that friend. I'd be like, yo, you got the new bottle, bro?
That's the deal, TJ. You say that, but then if the robot looks at me in my eye and the robot's like, help me, and I still can't do nothing.
No, you ask it, how well do you think you did? And he'd be like, well, she would say, I made you come. So I guess I did my job.
Maybe.
Yo,
maybe.
Yo, Flash. What if he programmed the robot to look at you and be like, you want some too?
Baby. that's the thing. You mean like me? Like the robot gonna ask me if I want
something? Yeah, like he getting crazy. Figure four leg lock, got oil spilling everywhere, right? But the robot look up at you like
shit. So
you want some?
So in my mind it can go two ways, because if it's just like the robot face, maybe not, but if it opened up some shit and it looked kind of crazy with the mouth, the lips start twirling around, be like, oh shit.
I can't.
You get used to it.
She got some vacuum shit with a
wow,
spinning rotating.
I'm sure somebody's
seats.
Already creating this. This is not just being
with a vent. With a vent underneath that cools the ball sack.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The cleanup after all y'all juices be on that
crazy.
Robot is going to
no,
be freaking
the
shambolic
robot clean it
to
up.
Do all of that shit.
The robot is going to clean it up.
AI.
Yeah. The robot is going to clean it up.
AI going to clean it up.
I'm about to take it. That's going to be a shambolic mess, child. All of that cleaning
you
up.
Oh, my God. I think you're winning, Mo. I think you're winning.
Mo is going for the win. Okay? She's playing.
Okay? Shut up.
All right. No, but yeah, all right. That, but that's my presentation on that. Oh, let me see. Did I have one
thank
more
you,
thing?
Brother oh, 21. Yeah. Oh, you have something else, Brother 21?
Yeah.
I'll show something else on the live, probably.
Yeah,
so,
cutting you off.
Okay.
So try, make sure y'all check out the live, because I might do a update on this or show y'all also what Tesla's working on as far as their robot, the Optimus Generation 2. So,
nice.
Yeah, gotcha. Gang, y'all keep aware, though. All right, Brother 21 out. Peace.
Gang.
Thank you.
Okay. Speaking of the live, we go live today.
2020.
Yeah,
right, we go live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, which is at So Ratchet Space Podcast on YouTube.
Come on, Flash.
Make sure you check us out. Invite a friend, tribe. We love to connect with you when we're live. We love to get that feedback and get that energy from you. And it's fun. No one ever wants to get off. And we're only there for an hour. Please pop out. Subscribe. Hit the button right now. Hit the like button right now. Hit the follow button right now. Hit the subscribe button right now. Thank you for listening to us right now. And share us with a friend.
All right. So we can go into the...
And get on live tonight.
Yeah, we can go into...
Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. We can go into the toxic... all we can do, TJ. Yeah, toxic tales from the internet. All right.
Toxic tales from the internet.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, guys. So this next segment that we're about to get in is called Toxic Tales from the Net. Mm. Okay? We're all ready?
You're so toxic.
Girl, what I'm about to share. Now, this situation that I'm about to share is very shambolic. That's all I'm going to say.
Back to back. All right.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So someone came to the internet. So we're going to call this What Do I Do? Okay. So she's been married for 8 years. She has 3 kids. The husband is overseas. Okay, so
is he in the military? Like
he's in the military. He's in the military.
Okay.
Well,
appears
that he's in the military. Overseas, but she's black. She's black. I don't know where he is. I'm assuming he's black. When he comes home, he comes home from about 2 to 3 weeks, you know, and then he's gone for the rest of the time, right? Because he's based out wherever he's based out. In the interim of this female, she goes to a bar. She has a one-night stand. That's all she really wanted was a one-night stand. She said the sex was amazing. It was good. Whatever may have you. This one-night stand now turns into she's been dealing with this person for 2 years. Mm. At first, they were just going to the hotel.
They're too good.
At first, they were just going to the hotel or whatever. And now, eventually, he never came to her home, of course, because she has the 3 kids. So she finally goes to his house or whatever. At this point, when she goes to his house, she didn't tell him. She finds out she's pregnant. So she's in his house now, whatever. And as she's going through the house, they're talking. She's looking at pictures, whatever may have you, that's on the wall. You know, they're doing.
Is he married?
He's not married. He's single, no kids. Single, no kids, not married. Like she said, one night stand turned into this over thing 2 years. As she's looking at the wall, she notices a picture. The picture on the wall is a picture of her husband. She's now trying to figure out how the hell is she going to bring up who's this guy in the picture without, you know, coming off. So she said, and literally this happened the day of because she bit off all her nails because she's like just so nervous. So now she's talking and, you know, so she's just going down the line like, oh, okay, so who is this and who is that? And he was like, oh, that's my brother. Brother? So she asks now, is this your brother from the father? You know, like how you got brother? She says from the father's side. She did indicate that the husband told her that he did have some, you know, half siblings from the father. Okay, fine. So she knows that this is a half brother at this point in time. So she's then like, oh, okay, you know, and then he went and I guess got more pictures, whatever. And she was like, oh, well, is he married? So the brother's like, yeah, he is married. Remember, she's the damn wife. So he was like, oh, okay. As he brings out the picture, he was like, yeah, here's a picture of him and his wife. A picture comes out with him and another female and 2 children. These two children are 2 boys. She has 2 boys and a girl. So he was like, yeah. So he was like, she was like, have you ever met the wife? He was like, no, I haven't met the wife, but I saw pictures. This man out in Germany now has his 2 children with this wife. She looks at the picture. She's like, the boys look identical to her boys, at this point in time. The question is, what do I do? This is Tales from the Internet, child.
That's a toxic tale, sis. Good job. Thank you for sharing that story.
That's definitely it.
That was toxic.
Thank you on mute.
That's some toxic shit.
Yeah.
You want to go first, Mo?
I need a little time to think because this is like, that's oh, wow.
That was
like,
absolutely crazy.
It's overwhelming. Originally,
as soon as you was like, you know, it's his brother, I was like, the jig is up. But you have to just let him know. And my thing is, he don't know that she married with kids. He don't know after all these, how long you said they were fucking with each other? 2 years?
2 years, yep.
And she don't.
I'm assuming he knows that she got kids, which is why she said you can't come to my house or whatever case may be. And I believe that he knows that she's married, just not to who she was married to.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why they were at first. Remember, they started up. It was supposed to be a one night stand, but she said the nigga looked good and the sex was amazing. So then, as time progressed, they started going to his home. Let me tell you what.
This is what I would do if I'm in her situation. Okay, The next time this nigga come home, I'm gonna take a picture of that shit right quick. Next time the nigga come home, let me ask you a question: who the fuck are these people right here? Right. And then, you know what I'm saying? When the nigga starts stuttering, she can hit him with, well, that's why I'm fucking your brother.
And she's pregnant.
That's not funny.
That's not funny, though. And the brother don't know. Nobody knows because she didn't tell him.
So
she didn't tell.
So wait, look so at wait, you laughing. You so diabolical. So
the, I got so questions. Diabolical. He don't know how many like nephews and nieces he got. Like as a like a he don't well, know how many kids his brother got.
His brother has only been showing the kids from Germany.
Germany.
So the Germany. Right,
so
Germany.
But question. So right. So technically, this guy is fucking the mother of his niece or nephew.
Yeah. His
correct. Niece and nephew and his correct. Because he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Right. He doesn't know. And so basically,
his child's mother. Yeah. Too.
Remember, she's
cousin,
pregnant.
Their cousin is going
to
be their
brothers. Cousin siblings. Cousin siblings.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
That's what's about to be, bro.
Yes. Remember, she's currently pregnant. She's currently pregnant. Her husband doesn't know she's pregnant, and the guy that she's dealing with, which is doesn't know that she's pregnant either. So at that point. Right, so now that's basically so, and if, of course, it's not her husband's because the husband is not here; he's away.
Crazy.
So, okay, I have my answer. I'm ready.
Go ahead, TJ.
First, I will say this sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
100%.
Too much 100%. Togetherness. Too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's the brother. Yeah, it's a lot. And then it's a lot.
Like and to be honest, not to cut you off, a lot of people was even saying like, "Is this a made up story?" I mean, I could send y'all the link and everything that she came out with. This is. I'm gonna send. Just that's what she says. That's what she claims.
Real story.
But sis, I got
yes,
advice.
Yes, it's a real
for you.
Story.
I have advice from you. I have advice for you.
Go ahead.
This is your one get out of jail free card. And if he does not know that you're pregnant, go ahead and take that to the clinic, sis. Mm-hmm. It's messy. Your kids are gonna, it's just way too messy. I think 2 years is a long time. Like, you're obviously feeling homeboy. Maybe he's just like your
obviously
husband,
she has a preference. She's got a type. Pretty she much. Likes a certain type
yeah,
of nigga.
She,
I wrote
she
that
definitely
down.
Does. But sis, this is your opportunity, and I do not condone abortion when it comes to like contraception. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like you should use abortion as contraception. Yeah, I don't agree with that. I feel like if you get pregnant, you should keep the baby, not because you forgot to use a condom. You know what I'm saying? But this situation is a little different. It's very messy, and I think you need to not tell him that you're pregnant and just get rid of the baby, but you need to also cut him off if you do want to have a relationship with your husband, or that you if you want to leave both of them alone, because your husband got a whole nother family, and no, who wants to be with him? Your kids are going to be
Facts.
The uncle. That's the uncle. You got to walk
away. Well,
that's
what people are saying.
So people. My advice to sis is get an abortion. Don't tell him.
I don't know. And
leave both of them alone.
Are we overlooking the fact that she's not respectfully cheating? She's out here letting niggas skeet all inside of her. Are we overlooking that altogether?
Uh-huh. Right.
The madness.
Right,
the madness.
Yeah, you ain't lie.
Right.
That's shambolic work.
Right. All right. You know, like that's
it could
the
have been
madness.
A, it could have been a slip up.
Slip
it could
up
have been
or
a slip
not.
Up.
Why
it could,
you
it could have been
skeet
it could have
all
been.
While you know you got a husband.
He could have had the condom on and it could have ripped by accident.
Right.
See, why are you giving her a pass? Like, we're trying to correct this behavior. That's a problem. She should have not allowed that to happen.
I'm
you should have been
responsible.
I agree.
She should have cheated.
Right. I mean,
she
shouldn't have allowed it.
She should have been on double contraception.
She shouldn't have allowed it to happen either. And even if, right? Because then you could have called a spade, right? Even if, let's say, she wasn't pregnant and then she went to his home and found out homeboy had a whole nother family. Okay, then you either would have to. I don't know how you can work out that situation because you
Step
was doing
one.
What you did. I mean, she could have played it off and be like, oh, I met this and this is my friend. And when I went, when we went back to his house, I noticed that. So she could have kind of played that story off. But now you, it's
but,
a lot.
But
I kind of agree.
But question, Brother 21 has a question and maybe also a solution. If maybe she can get the man who she's supposed to be with to believe that this is her kid, his kid, I should say, then even if he does a DNA test, it will still be proven that this is his kid. So
no,
maybe she should.
No, because they're half-brothers. It won't.
DNA is specific, nigga, not hereditary.
Oh, it's half.
Not only that, let me tell you why it's not going to work. Because the man is not there. So she haven't had sex with him. Remember, he's overseas. So
they're not,
he
comes back every 2 weeks.
They're not twins. Right?
No.
They're brothers.
When he comes back from overseas, he spends maybe 2 to 3 weeks home.
Okay.
So
okay.
Currently he's overseas. Like so she. Month. That's why she said, like, I like even if I tried, like, she can't do it because she haven't had.
No, that's crazy.
She haven't.
Oh, shit.
And I don't even think there's laws against getting married in other countries and being married here. I know if you're married. I heard about stories where pilots were married and had two different families in two different states.
Oh my God.
But they're married in two separate states. That's illegal, okay? Mm. But being married in another country, I don't know if it has the same impact in America, whether you could still, you know, get in, like, criminal trouble for that.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sure that as a wife, you could file for divorce. Like, if you know this nigga married in another country, I'm sure the courts will agree in your favor. That sounds like a legitimate.
So what's your advice for her, Spew God Drip Drip?
Oh, she should have strapped up. She should have made sure.
No, it's too late for that. What should she do now? What should I do now?
Moving forward.
Not the one you should have, could have.
What do I do? Yeah, what do I do?
What
does she do? What do I do?
She got to do like you said. All right, we got to fight.
Yeah, I agree.
She got to go to the chop shop, gang. I don't judge nobody.
I don't condone it.
But I understand. And this is mega symbolic. Like, cousins and uncles and dads and... There's too many different cross angles.
Yo, Mash, you just wanted to judge her, and they wanted you to help her. See, I'm glad you came up with a solution instead of sitting over here, you know, judging this woman over her shambolic situation. Yeah. But you know, I know there's a cool down, so I don't even care. All right,
throw it away, because that's the type of niggas we are. Just throw it away.
All right, but however. You know what I'm saying? Moving forward, what I think she should do more, like I said, she has to, I think she just should be open 100%. She has to let him know, the guy who she's fucking with, if she wants to be with him, because there's a good chance she wants to be with this guy.
Yeah, after that's what people were saying in the comments.
She wants to be with this guy.
Maybe she
It's not. So she, if he doesn't know that she's married already, okay, even though I think he should know by this point, right? Unless she's keeping that
secret. That's her kid's uncle. Right? You cannot be with your kid's uncle.
Why you can't you? He has to let her know now. Now she has to let him know, hey, you know what? I just found, I saw the picture. Yo, let me tell you something. That is my husband. And I come to find out he has a whole other family.
How you think that kid gonna feel growing up?
Son, how you think the kid's gonna feel when they find out they got brothers in Germany, bro? They got brothers in Germany.
But it's even worse. Germany is all the way over there. I'm talking about right here. My mom has if you are telling her to continue the relationship with this guy, she's going to have, eventually they're going to have a kid. They fucking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a cousin sibling situation. You got to let it go.
She just needs to figure it out. And I don't think she needs to go to the chop shop. I'm the only one who don't think that. Well, I don't know if the rest of y'all think, but I don't believe she needs to. I
feel like
there's a way to figure this out. There is a way to figure it out. And understandably, this is like having a baby auntie or something. You're going to figure it out. Figure it out as you get older. Okay, y'all going to be scarred anyway. Okay, there's no way not to fuck up your kids. No way to fuck up your kids, okay? There's no way not to fuck up your kids. Because eventually we all fuck about kids at some point. So you know what? This is gonna make them stronger. Okay. I have a cousin brother. Selfish. I got a cousin who I call my brother, and now literally that's their brother. So figure it out. Yeah, okay. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, go ahead, 21.
Shake, I agree with you. Brother 21 thinks
I'm gonna have you close it out, brother 21. Yeah,
brother 21, yes, does believe that this is a shambolic situation, but we also do agree that this can be a thing. we need to start a new show. It might be called Seeking Daddy Uncles. And I feel like it's going to take off because this is exactly the situation that she's in.
I hate this nigga so much.
This was our segment, Toxic Tales from the Net. This situation was by far very shambolic. Mm-hmm. And now, just for us to bring it back full circle, we are going to close out with our No Bad Days just to zen us and bring us back so we could get ready for our week. Let's go. Bad Days.
It's going to be a great ass day because I said it was going to be a great ass day. I won't accept nothing else. Nothing bad will enter my day. Say that shit like you mean it. Howl it. No Bad Days.
No.
No Bad Days, Tribe. If you notice, we're doing something a little bit different now. We want to close you out with some advice, good vibrations for the rest of the week as we end this episode. And I just wanted to share with you that it's important that you have good friends. Here at the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast, we are open to be your friends, but we are true friends in real life, and we do something called a mental health check-in, and that is really, really important that you have friends that you can talk to and vent to, that give you support, that give you guidance, validation, and if you don't have friends, continue to listen to the podcast. We will be your friends.
Reach out.
Find your tribe and do a mental health check-in this week. Take that time for yourself. No Bad Days. I'm complete.
Okay.
Clap her up. Clap her up. That was good. That was very good.
You get to have a mental health check-in, Tribe.
No, I ain't mad at that.
Yes. Thank you for that, TJ. That was excellent. Everybody, as you said, take that into the week. Take that into the week of having a mental health check-in. Guys, tonight we go live on YouTube as Soul Space Ratchet at 9 p.m. Make sure you tune in. We just want to say we love you.
Soul Ratchet Space Podcast.
Soul Ratchet Space Podcast. Make on YouTube, sorry. Make sure that you tune in tonight. I'll say it again. 9 p.m. at So Ratchet
Talk about
Space
it.
Podcast. Okay? At 9 p.m. We want to say we love you. We thank you for listening and turning up with us. And we'll see you next week.
Wait. Who's the word of the week winner?
The moderator.
We gotta go back. The
BX finest.
Oh, okay.
She had five. She had five.
Shit in your mouth, nigga. Shit in your mouth, nigga.
Shit in your mouth too, 21. Nigga, no, fuck, nigga. I ain't the only one playing. You
I was trying to defend you from the cast, nigga.
Thank you.
She's shit in your mouth, nigga.
I had zero. Flash had two.
She's shit in your mouth, nigga. How that feel?
Yeah, shake
and you
that
tried
one.
Hard.
If anybody mouth she, got shit in it, it was TJ.
I had zero.
All right, so now I'm going to close this out. After we did the all right, so now I'm gonna close this out, Tribe. As I said, we go live tonight at 9 p.m. at So Ratchet Space Podcast. Make sure you tune in for another episode of Sophisticatedly Ratchet. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel. You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com. We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow sophisticatedly ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.